Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Masisa's third quarter earnings results conference call. There will be a Q&A.
Joining the meeting has the recording feature on.
There will be a Q&A section at the end of this presentation, so please hold your questions till that moment. Today's host will be Masisa CFO, Mr. Eugenio Arteaga. Mr. Arteaga, please proceed.
Good afternoon. Today's presentation covering Masisa's earnings for the third quarter of 2011 will be divided in six sections. The first one is main highlights for the quarter. Then we're going to review major macroeconomic indicators of the region in Latin America. In third place, we're going to go over a brief update on the strategy execution and the strategic challenges we're facing in our businesses. Fourth, we'll cover operational and financial results divided initially on a consolidated way, and the following section divided by business unit. And we're going to end with a financial review of a financial profile of a company. Moving on to the second page regarding the highlights for the quarter, we emphasize the fact that from a net income perspective, Masisa reached $15.5 million, which is a 16.4% growth compared to the third quarter of the prior year, mainly due to higher board sales in most of served markets, especially in Latin America, some level of efficiency in SG&A expenses, and also a significant better non-operating results. Second, the third quarter sales reached $335.9 million, representing a 27.7% increase compared to the same quarter of the prior year. And this is a result of higher demand in all of the Latin American markets, with board sales growing by 25% compared to the third quarter of 2010. Third, Masisa's EBITDA in the third quarter reached 53.4%, $53.4 million, a reduction of 10% compared to the third quarter of 2011, mainly because of a reduction in the sales of a forestry business unit, but offset by higher industrial unit EBITDA, which grew by $2.9 million in the quarter. Fourth, Masisa put into production its new plant in Cabrero, which is an MDP plant of a capacity of 280,000 cubic meters per annum. It's in its ramp-up process as we speak. It was inaugurated officially in the month of October, and we're going to be starting commercialization of production from this plant in the fourth quarter of the year. Jointly with this startup, Masisa also made a decision to shut down production of an existing line located in Chiguayante, very near Concepción in the south of Chile. It is a rather old technology and a small plant of approximately 70,000 cubic meter capacity, which will shut down by the end of the year this year. The following section, which is covered in page number four. First, a couple of indicators we closely monitor is consumption, representing level of demand in Latin America, this year presenting a reduction compared to 2010, and we're forecasting that next year is going to present another level of reduction as a consequence of normalization of a level of activity in most of the countries which were presenting increased production and demand levels. Still, a reasonably good year this year, with inflation reducing over the next following years in most of the markets. The level of demand or the pattern of demand growth in the following years is expected to be similar in the main markets where we operate, specifically Argentina, Chile, and Brazil, where consumption is expected to reduce a bit from the levels that we are going to observe this year, which, as mentioned previously, are down from prior year 2010. The only case which was present in a faster pace was Brazil, where we can observe a reduction from 7% last year to 4.5% this year, and we're projecting the following years to be more or less stable in terms of the dynamic of consumption and demand in the market. Exception to this pattern is Venezuela, which presented in the past 2 years, in 2009 and 10, reduction in consumption levels, which is changing significantly this year with an expected growth of 4%, and is expected again next year to grow a bit more as a result of the elections process in October. In the case of inflation, there are two of the most important countries which we summarize in this page are Chile and Brazil, which have a reasonably stable inflation levels. In the case of Chile, it ranges from 3 to 3.4%. In the case of Brazil, probably peaking this year in levels similar to 6, 6.5%, but gradually reducing over the coming years.
Joining the meeting.
Contrary to this characteristic is the case of Argentina and Venezuela. Both countries are presenting very high levels of inflation. In the case of Venezuela, 27% this year, projected to remain relatively high next year. In the case of Argentina, reasonably stable at levels of 27-28% also. Have to clarify that these Argentinian figures we're presenting here are not official rates. The official rates are much lower. These are independent estimations by third parties that we use for our projections and planning processes. Page number 5, the following page, on an analysis of lead indicators MACISA follows in each of the markets, which are a few, but we select the most important one in each of the markets. Present in the case of Argentina a significant growth of the Construya index, which presents a mobile quarterly average that grew by 17% compared to the prior year. And this is evidenced in increased sales of all of the products that we commercialize in Argentina. In the case of Chile, we monitor home sales in Santiago, the most important market by far in this country. And home sales in Santiago grew by almost 24% compared to the prior quarter, representing a very significant increase. In Brazil, we use the cement dispatch index, which is presenting a 7.4% increase, showing a gradual a slowdown of the growth rates that we were observing in prior years. And this is something that evidently has had some effect over the demand of our products and the competitive dynamic of the market. In Venezuela, we follow construction GDP index, which is presenting a 25% increase, very radical increase, which is in a way giving us lead to project higher domestic sales in the coming year. Again, this is probably a consequence of government expenditures and government social programs that are promoting demand and consumption in general in Venezuela. All of these indices have followed, have indicated or implied demand levels that are distinctive in each of the markets. Argentina, Venezuela, increases of US dollar sales, not as much in terms of physical and volume sales. In the case of Chile and Brazil, we've observed between 14 and 20% in dollar terms, but levels that are in the range of 8 to 15% in terms of physical sales or volumes. 2 pages down the road in page number 7, a brief coverage of our strategy execution. I would like to first emphasize that our differentiation strategy is based in two major elements, one of which is customer focus and the second is effective innovation in the market. Those are the factors in our strategy that make Macisa unique and where we put a lot of emphasis in our commercial strategies. In the customer focus area, we have been able to grow our Placa Centro network from 319 stores to 326. But not only that, but also we've been able to implement programs and standards in all of the Placa Centro network such that we have reached a level of 87% of the stores that comply with our standards to be qualified as ideal or comfortable situation. A year ago, that was only 62%. This is a very thorough program that provides for improvement in programs, in processes, in stores, in services that are delivered to customers, etc. As we're going to see in later pages, in following pages, this is the most important channel in our marketing strategy. The third element to mention here is that industrial clients have grown significantly due to the increased production from our MDP plant in Montenegro, as a result of which we have reached by the third quarter 294,000 cubic meters of sales and production. In terms of innovation, we've implemented 7 new launches in Latin America in the quarter, such that with those launchings, the margin originated in products that had been launched during the last 3 years has remained at 28%, a very effective rate of innovation. And the other dimension which we use to measure this type of innovation is the factor of melamine oil-coated products as a portion of the total board sales. And that we have kept a ratio of 46%. The importance of this is that these type of products have significantly more margin than raw board sales and compose a critical element of our differentiation strategy where we are innovating through new designs and textures in this type of products. The reason why we have not been able to increase this ratio is because of a new production of the MDP plant in Montenegro, which has increased by approximately 100,000 cubic meters this year compared to the prior years. In terms of maximum cost efficiency and competitive costs, we measured a number of indicators. First, that's important to mention is that the Montenegro plant is operating at 82%, so it still has space to grow in terms of volumes and therefore in terms of additional margin for the company. According to our plans, next year we should increase the production from the Montenegro plant by approximately an additional 100,000 cubic meter of boards. In terms of other indicators, in terms of efficiency, SG&A to sales are down from 13.3% to 12.8%. And working capital investment has been reduced to a level of 18%. EBITDA margin was somehow affected by a different product mix, especially because of a higher level of importance of industrial sales and in the overall context, and the reduced importance of forestry sales. Forestry sales have typically very high EBITDA margins in levels that are close to 40%. So a different product mix, a different composition of EBITDA margin of EBITDA being produced will have an effect on EBITDA margin. The fourth element of our strategy is the synergies between the forestry and industrial assets. In that area, we've secured Foreign Stewardship Council certification for Maciza Chile, and recently renewed also for Brazil. We have continued our efforts to jointly develop a forestry project in Mexico, jointly with the private entities and also with the government in Mexico, which is a breakthrough for Mexico, where artificial plantations of forestry are very restrictive by land ownership restrictions. Also, we've advanced in the automation or mechanization of harvesting processes in Argentina, which has allowed the company to increase volumes in harvested volumes in Argentina with significant productivity. And finally, we're developing projects for new species in Venezuela. We're working with pilot programs to try acacia as a different product. In Venezuela, we only had pine plantations, and are trying today with acacia, which presents very good growth rates in the last 2 years as a part of our pilot program. In terms of the general outlook of a business, moving on to page number 8, outlook of the businesses and challenges going forward, we are working in preparing the company for potential downturn associated with the deepening of the European crisis, and are preparing contingency plans at all levels in the operations to be able to face such a scenario if it presents itself. We are proactively managing pricing strategies and product mix in the different markets to mitigate cost increases, which have been present throughout the year. In terms of costs, the chemicals associated with formaldehyde that are produced from urea and methanol have been affected by price increases very significantly this year. Major part of which has been transferred to end markets, but not all of such impact. In the case of Brazil, we're working in increasing our production of the MDP plant and commercializing all of the production from both plants in Ponta Grossa and Montenegro. Have been working in improving the product mix to be able to improve our margins, and also promote price increase actions in the market, with little success, I have to say, until this date, but we continue to pursue such strategies and movements and actions in the markets. We've been very successful in placing the additional production from the Montenegro plant in terms of MDP, and also we have reached over 20% of melamine factor in terms of the overall production, which is a major achievement in the Brazilian market, which is most inclined towards painting raw MDP product. In the Chilean market, we continue to achieve volume production, and we're running on schedule with the startup of the plant in Cabrero. And also we're operating at capacity, at full capacity in all of the other plants in Chile. We expect to be able to take advantage of cost advantages and cost savings next year. We have also secured reasonable electricity supply agreements in Chile, which provide for a five-year energy supply agreement, providing for some cap on the electricity costs in the next 2 years, and then moves to a very competitive price for the electricity. So we're going to be taking advantage of reduced electricity supply in Chile next year, favoring costs associated with the production in all of our plants, but mostly in the case of Cabrero and in the MDF plant, which is a big consumer of electricity. In terms of a forestry business unit, we continue with the sales program according to plan. We have achieved a significant forestry sales this year. We continue according to the long-term planning of the forestry unit, harvesting ourselves and also selling standing wood according to what was forecasted. In terms of a Placa Centro network, we continue to improve our network and expect to reach almost 100% compliance in terms of the standard of the network, and also have been able to complete the acquisition of a handful of stores in selected markets. In the case of Chile and Colombia, we've completed the purchase of some of those stores to be utilized as pilots for developing programs and improve processes, systems, and proposals to the network to become more competitive over time. Moving on to the following section, on page number 10, we present a results comparison, which shows very significant increase in sales, 27.7% year on year, with a gross margin growing by 20.9%, and this is due to increased sales in all of the markets in Latin America, and also increased sales in export markets. These figures represent some cost increases that have not been fully offset by price increases to the markets. Now, in overall terms, volumes have grown by 17% in the consolidated perspective, while prices have increased by approximately 7 to 8% in this same consolidated context, with differences among countries, but just to give you a perspective of the major increases. And costs have increased to a significant extent, so that increase of volumes and sales have offset some of that. But gross margin as a percentage of gross sales went down a bit from 21.2% to 20.1% as a result of these cost pressures that have been almost fully offset in most of the markets, exception only the case of Brazil and the export markets that are served from Chile. The case of Brazil, in particular, this has been caused by the slowdown of the growth rates that we've observed in consumption generally, and also in consumption of our products in the supply chain, and also that has been in conjunction with new capacity being added, especially in the case of MDF, new capacity that was added this year, and there's also additional capacity coming online in 2012 that has affected mostly the MDF market, not so much the MDP market, where there has not been any new announcements or any new construction of any plants since 2009 on, and there are no projects that have been announced going forward. In the case of export markets, Maciza orients only a marginal portion of its production to export markets that are needed to maintain the plants at full capacity, because that makes sense from a cost efficiency perspective in terms of distributing fixed costs of on a greater volume of production, but those markets are marginal, are not very profitable, but represent less than 10% of consolidated sales. Moving on to operating to SG&A. SG&A grew by 22.3%, mostly as a result of additional logistic expenses due to higher levels of sales and higher volumes in most of the markets. But because of the increase of the sales, that represents an efficiency gain down from 13.3% of sales to 12.8% of sales. The non-operating lines present an overall positive comparison compared to the third quarter of 2010, in part as a result of certain reversal of provisions that were determined to be excessive in some countries. Also, some benefits in terms of net financial expenses being lower as a consequence of lower interest rates, and also the certain refinancing efforts done by the company during the year. In addition to that, lower expenses associated with acquiring dollars in Venezuela in the different mechanisms called permuta, which is a swap market for debt securities of a government in Venezuela to acquire dollars for imports and payments. Also, the company was negatively affected in the non-operating section by foreign exchange movements that affected working capital positions, and also some lower benefits from monetary correction in the case of Venezuela. Have to note that the accounting norms dictate that for Venezuela we have to apply monetary correction, and that is presented in the Unidad de Reajuste line in the income statement. In terms of EBITDA, there's a $6 million decrease year on year, and that is the result of different mix of sales and production for the forestry and business and industrial businesses. The industrial unit EBITDA grew by 10.6%, approximately $3 million, while the forestry business unit had lower sales and different mix product mix, which presented a decrease of EBITDA. Gross margin was affected by this same change of mix, of product mix and business unit mix, because of the difficulties to transfer to some markets cost increases that were present throughout the year, the specific cases I mentioned before in Brazil and export markets outside Latin America. Biological assets net growth present a reduction year on year, not because forestry assets are growing at a slower pace, but because of higher investments associated with the development and growth of the forestry assets in the different countries. This is related to the silvicultural program for the forestry assets in terms of intervention of cutting, pruning, security, fertilization, etc. The following page number 11, presents several breakdowns. First, sales by product, evidencing once again that the two main product lines are MDF and particle board MDP, which represent more than 70% of consolidated sales for the quarter. In terms of volumes, logs are also very important, representing approximately 50% of the cubic meter volumes. But again, MDF and MDP product families are by far the most important in terms of dollar sales and margins. Towards the right graphs, we present a breakdown by country, where Venezuela and Brazil are leading the page for importance. Venezuela representing 24.8% and Brazil 22.1%, followed by Chile 17.8%, Argentina 12.7%, and then Mexico and others. In terms of distribution channel, which is very important in our marketing strategies, Placa Centro represented approximately 30% of consolidated sales, followed by manufacturers and distributors represented approximately 23%, then industrials and retail stores 20% and 18% respectively. Exports, total exports representing approximately 9% only, again, to maintain our plants at full production. We serve those markets, but not generally they are not profitable, and they are not a key focus of our strategy. Now moving to page number 13, on an analysis by business unit, have to note that quarterly sales grew by 27.7% again, representing a very significant increase year on year, mostly due to higher sales in the industrial business unit, 37.4% growth in comparison to the prior year. Now, in terms of EBITDA, quarterly EBITDA went down by 10% approximately, but is showing a positive trend in a quarter by quarter basis. And this is the result of a reduction of EBITDA generated by the forestry business unit as a result of sales being a bit down, but also a product mix being very, very different from prior year. The industrial business unit went up by approximately $3 million, in other words, 10.6%, as a result of higher sales in most of the markets and being able to more than offset in terms of EBITDA the cost pressures. As seen in the notes to the right of the page, all of the markets presented growth rates with the only exception of Peru. And in the forestry business, the countries that produced cost the decrease are Brazil, because of a market situation in Paraná, where our forestry assets are located, and in the case of Chile, because of lower sales in the market, mostly standing sales. In terms of EBITDA, have to note that on a cumulative perspective, EBITDA has only decreased by 4.9%, from approximately $140 million to $147 million. So it's only $7 million, and this is the result of a reduction of the forestry business unit. Following page, in page number 14, presenting a breakdown by product on sales compared to the prior year. This presents a very significant increase in the main two product families. MDF went up by 27% in dollar terms and 20% in volume, in cubic meter perspective, in volume physical sales terms. While particle board and MDP families grew by 23% approximately and 14% in physical sales or volumes. Most of the markets were observing this type of trend, so I will not refer specifically to any of those markets. Other business lines were less important and generated also some growth, as sawn wood business and solid wood doors. The forestry business unit once again presented a reduction from $42 to $30 million in the quarter, 29% reduction because of our lower sales in Brazil and also in Chile. The following section covers financial profile of the company and capital expenditures. On page 16, we present a few indicators. Total financial net debt went up by 3.8%, and this is a result of the accounting of the cogeneration facility that was put into production in the first quarter of this year in Cabrero in Chile, which represented a $21 million leasing or implicit leasing transaction, which was booked in that quarter. Additional financing associated with the final stages of construction of the MDP project in Cabrero for $16 million, and some reduction associated with the foreign exchange and inflation relationship for the UF-denominated bonds the company holds. All of this representing an increase of approximately $10 million in debt. The financial debt maturity schedule presents some debt maturities falling due in 2011 and 2012. The company is presently working in structuring a couple of credit facilities. One is a club deal for approximately $100 million that we are expecting to close in the month of December, early in December. We're about to close that transaction shortly, and that will be followed by an attempt to issue local bonds for approximately $50 to $90 million in the first quarter of 2012. The two transactions together are expected to cover all of our refinancing needs for both years, and most of the program has already been or is in the process of being secured in the coming weeks before the end of the year. The main financial indicators evolution presents EBITDA to interest expense, so interest coverage, reasonably stable at level of 4.2 times in the last three quarters, also stable net financial debt to EBITDA ratio reaching 3.3 times in the month of September of this year. Quite stable financial profile, not presenting any surprises there. Moving on to page number 17, that covers capital expenditures from 2009 through 2011. Reasonably stable in the last 2 years. In the case of this year, in part as a result of the sale we completed in the month of June of the remaining 25% of the OSB plant in Brazil, which we received in June of this year. And overall, we are forecasting and projecting approximately $87 to $90 million of capital expenditures for this year. And our approximately forecasting a similar level of investments for the following year, between $100 million to $110 million. That covers our presentation, so I'd like to open up for the following section.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our Q&A section. If you have any questions, please proceed.
Estamos bien. La sala es un poquito más cortita, pero yo creo que más al hueso. ¿Hay algo que falte? No, no creo, ¿no? ¿Ofrece de nuevo si hay alguna pregunta?
No,
¿qué?
No, me dijiste todo lo.
Ah, sí.
Leaving the meeting.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, please proceed.
We'd like to thank everyone for participating and attending Macisa's earnings call for the third quarter of this year. We'd like to invite everyone to call our investor relations department if you should have any questions or comments, because we will be delighted to answer those. Thank you very much. Have a good day.